Hooky is the theme this morning in March Mattress. We're giving out teams and the tourney. If your team wins it all, you win March Mattress. Queen-size bed set from Wilson's Furniture. But you got to have a good hooky story where you got busted playing hooky or you busted someone playing hooky. We're going to talk to George and Anna Cortis in a second. He got busted by his boss. But first, we got Jason. Now, is Jason's a school hooky or a work hooky?
Well, Jason involves his son. And I believe his son was playing hooky from school as Jason was driving through town. Jason, good morning.
Morning.
So what exactly happened now?
So my son, in backstory, my son was having a little problem attending school. And so we were kind of on him about that. And I worked for the fire department. And I was driving my fire department vehicle from station to station. And I pulled onto one of the main roads and I thought, hey, that looks like my son's car up ahead. And it's 9:30 in the morning. He should be in school. So I sort of zipped up in behind him and followed him for about two or three blocks and then finally turned the lights and sirens on and pulled him over into a townhouse complex.
Oh, gee.
And he had, in first time, you only have one passenger in the car when you're a teenager with a new license, and he had four in the car.
Uh-oh.
So I pulled them over, and the faces were priceless. I wish I would have had a camera, but they... I walked up to the window and said, roll it down. And he rolled it down. He just had that stunned look on his face, like, how did you catch me? And I made all his friends get out of the car, and I took two in my car, and I drove them all back to school and made them get into school. So
getting pulled over by your parents.
By your dad, especially when your dad's got lights on his vehicle. That's bad. George.
Yeah, I'm here.
George got busted by his boss playing hooky. You were doing some skiing, is that right?
Yeah, so this was some time ago, but so it was one of those, big snow days, and the next day was a sunny powder day. So I called in sick, went up skiing, and then, of course, the following day I went back to work. Well, I was wearing sunglasses when I was up skiing that day, and I had major raccoon eyes.
There's nothing you can do about it.
The sun bounces off that snow and just cooks you.
Yeah, there's no way you can hide that, really.
No, I was busted completely. Especially, they laughed it off. They don't do it again, but.
Especially if you're supposed to be working like in a crawl space where there's not supposed to be any sun or something like that, and then you got it all over your face.
Let's say hi to Rebecca, because Rebecca has, for March Mattress, Rebecca has. Now, Rebecca, this is a mother-son hooky, mother-son hooky thing. Hooky is our theme this morning.
For teams
in March Mattress. We're giving away teams to give you a chance to win that queen-size bed set from Wilson's Furniture. If your team wins it all, that's what you end up winning. But you got to have a good hooky story since yesterday was a great hooky day. So you and your son, what happened?
Okay, I left to go to work. I leave like at 6 in the morning. And I have two sons, and they both get up. At the time, they were like 10 and 13. They would get up and go to school after I left for work. Well, I left for work, and I decided I didn't want to go. So I turned around. I went and did some shopping, and I turned around to go back home and play hooky. And I find my two sons sitting there with a couple of their friends.
Oh.
And I caught they were playing hooky, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing here? And I loaded them all back up in the car, and I took them to school. And then I came home and just enjoyed the rest of my day.
Oh, yeah. When you think you've got the house to yourself for a good couple hours of quiet time, the DVR all to yourself, and then you come home and there's somebody there like, damn it.
Rebecca,
exactly.
Let's give Rebecca a couple teams here. Want to do one more call here?
One more call? You want to jump into the email, too? Or you All right, email from Jesse. My high school girlfriends wanted to play hooky from school and, of all things, go Christmas shopping at Walmart. I went along. We rode in my friend's car, believing we'd come back and everyone would be getting out of school and I'd get in my car and go home like nothing happened. We get back to the school property. My car is surrounded by police and drug dogs. So we drove past the scene, and I freaked out at a friend's house close by. I swore there couldn't be anything in my car. But then I remember the night before we'd driven down to Baltimore to pick up some weed, and my friend was rolling a blunt in the back without telling us. I rolled the window down, and his weed blew everywhere in the back of my 83 Honda hatchback. I had to go back to the car. I didn't know what to say. So we get to the high school parking lot. It's completely empty except for the police, the principal, and my mother. I got out. They're tearing my car apart. Oh, they found full of paintings, lacrosse gear, old containers of food and whatever. But my friend had chopped the weed up so finely and it got all over the car. No one saw it. I was taken in, fingerprinted, and then released. I got suspended for a week for skipping school. I never even did anything. And my mother about killed me. Never played hooky at Walmart again.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
Randy, what's up?
1979, man. That's when I played hooky, when the Sonics won the championship and went to the parade.
Didn't they give everybody the day off that day?
Well, our parents wrote, I was 13 at the time, so parents wrote that we had Sonics fever as our notes going back to school.
Nice, yeah. Sonics. I remember coming, I had moved to from Texas back up here, and when they had these like things like these wires over I-5 by down by Boeing Field, and they had these orange balls on them that were like, you know, for the pilots to recognize where the power lines were. But I thought they were like basketballs celebrating the time. I'm like, wow, man, they're like, dude, they're really celebrating here. But they weren't basketballs.
No.